Courier. Not here. Where's the Waterloo Courier?
Waterloo?
That's my hometown paper. My brother used to deliver that paper.
Okay.
Was this a speech in introducing yourself as a potential run for president?
Well, the reason why I wanted to come down here is to set the table and ask some of the big questions about 2012. We'll be looking at who the nominee will be for 2012, and there'll be a lot of candidates that come through. But what I wanted to do is talk about the big issues and the big questions that I think need to be addressed for 2012.
Do you want to be the nominee?
I didn't come here for personal ambition. The reason why I came is because there's some big issues that need to be framed. And really, frankly, the issues that I mentioned, will the United States remain the exceptional nation? We are the indispensable country. Will we stay that way? Will we remain a nation of sovereign citizens where we make our own decisions? Or will we be ruled by self-appointed bureaucratic elites? It's really those questions. And I think we need to keep that in mind going forward. And when we look for a nominee, whoever that nominee will be, we need to make sure that they understand how serious these times, that we need bold moves by whoever gets into that office, and they need to have the fortitude to carry it out.
You anticipated some. You got a big laugh when you said that you had a big announcement to make, and you just want to say you're glad to be home.
Because I am home. I'm happy. And so are you too, Tom.
Did you understand that plays right into the idea that your name is now in the presidential conversation? You're aware of that, I'm sure, and will that continue for months to come, do you think?
Well, I know it is shocking when a girl goes to Iowa that speculation might come along, but I'm here to be a part of that conversation for 2012. I certainly am a part of the conversation. There's been no decision about candidacy, but I want to be a part of the conversation, most definitely.
Could you clarify the slavery remark?
I don't feel any pressure at all to make a decision about that anytime soon, because right now the main focus is on what do we need to do and what do we need to accomplish. For the next 12 months, there's an important narrative that we need to make on the conservative side, and that's that the policies that Barack Obama has put into place during his two-year term are devastating for continuing our nation as an exceptional, indispensable nation. And unless we repeal many of his bad pieces of legislation, I believe that will lead us into becoming a nation in decline rather than a nation on the ascendancy. For 234 years, we've been a nation on the ascendancy. I don't want to see that end.
And what's gonna help you out as you make your decision, and what would possibly get you to maybe not run or run either way?
Well, again, my focus right now is on this big issue that I'm focusing on, what we need to be talking about in the next 12 months. That is really more important on whether who the nominee is. I think our nominee will bubble up to the surface about a year from now. We'll all know whoever that nominee is. But I think we all need to be talking about the important things over the next 12 months.
You anticipated some misunderstanding of that slavery analogy
I thought I was very clear about what I said. It is bondage to debt and bondage to decline as a nation. And we don't want to be slaves to that bondage to economic slavery or slaves to decline in the United States.
One more last question. Given that there was no public option, I wondered if you wanted to elaborate on what made healthcare reform so socialized.
Well, because ultimately the way that the program is built, we'll see a collapse of the private insurance industry. That's very important to the Des Moines area because this is a mecca of insurance industries. If we see a collapse of the private insurance industry, that will most certainly impact the Des Moines area. It'll mean certain job losses and it'll mean greater costs. Already with the imposition of Obamacare, we've had people report that they're seeing increases in their private insurance premiums of 25%, 45%. I mean, this is what Obamacare is. You're getting less in terms of health care and you're paying more. So pay more, get less. What a deal. I don't think that the American people are going to go for Obamacare. The more they learn about it, the more they reject it. And so I think we need to keep our focus. This will be a signature issue. It was a signature issue for 2012-10. It will also remain a signature issue for 2012. That and the overwhelming debt that we're accumulating.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep. Thank you.
Pardon?
Go ahead, Gunners.
Probably every weekend. Just like I am right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.